Blog Talk Radio.
Celebrating some of the most badass cosplay designers, not girls wearing the cosplay, but the girls design it. We are missing one member. She is here by ear, but she cannot speak right now. Snow White.
Gotta love that. Hello, Snow. I love you.
When we get to torture you while you can't speak. All right, if you want to call in.
No, I'm not wearing a bra, so.
Ooh. Oh, I know that got a big old giggle just then.
You know how to do it.
So if you want to call in for whatever reason, 347-215-7977. You should also be watching us on Twitch. And if you can't Twitch, somebody was griping today, Horace, and he listens in the car. I didn't know you were listening in the car. I'm sorry.
Yeah, no, he was traveling between storms, apparently.
Yeah, I didn't see that until after we had logged off the BT. So next time we'll stay on. Make sure you that you get to listen to us in your cars. And those of you who listen in the car, let us know. We like to know these things so we don't cut you off. We don't like to leave you all stuck out. All right. Ooh, dirty text messages. That's what I likes. All right, so. You know, I was looking for some don'ts. For cosplay, it's hard to mess up cosplay. It's not hard, but it's hard to really mess up some cosplay.
Yeah. A little bit.
It's a little hard. You got to be trying.
I don't know. I'd like to say that it's not hard, but. I've seen some people who are just not doing it right, and then I've seen some people who are doing it
all right. I found one. Just one. Woo! Okay. This one I found on the douchey DM. I love this. This is probably going to be one of my new favorite places to frequent.
Bear with me. Things are still a little bit laggy around here.
Oh, OBS is still giving you a hard time?
No, I don't think it's OBS. I'm not quite sure what's going on, but... I think it may just be the weather.
Yeah, the storms are, like, out of control still.
Yeah, it's clearer here, but we've definitely got some lag going on. I think there was some damage. We had a tree fall on our... Well, part of the tree fall on our house today, so...
What, Ginger?
Yeah. I know.
Poor Ginger.
I know. It's all right. Oh, my God, really? Really?
Yeah,
alright, so if y'all can see the screen, it's finally up. It finally decided to load.
Yes.
Wait, it chose to be offline. We're not offline. There it goes.
No, I can see it.
See, even Twitch is being a little bit laggy for me. So, he put a box on himself and wrote Gundam.
There you go.
And now he's Gundam.
Yep, that's pretty much it. Now, if you're watching our Pinterest during the show, I'll be... You know, pinning some things because there's some beautiful cosplay on there, but it's hard to trace down some of the times who. I'm like trying to stifle a burp. See, because Snow's not here, she usually burps and then I feel better. But see, now I have to like hold mine in because I don't burp. So you can watch our Pinterest while we do the show. I'll be pinning some other things and probably tweeting them out just to keep you busy because we know some of you have ADD like we do. But yeah, that's probably the worst example of cosplay that I came across. There are some that they're posting up, they're saying it's wrong, and mostly it's just girls who are a little bit on the curvier side that they say shouldn't be wearing cosplay. Well, you know what? I lie. I just found the worst one. I'm sorry. I'm sorry for the eye bleeding I'm about to cause. Ginger, go ahead and post that up.
Wow. Yeah, sorry. I had scrolled down that article and was looking, and those guys who did that to that chick, to the Power Girl, would have ended up with my blue fist in their face.
Yeah.
How about they just ran up, put their arms around her, and like stuck their face in her boobs, and were like, take a picture!
Well, she might have liked it, but if she didn't, then stop it, and
apparently,
if she did,
she
do
did
it
not.
More.
She
okay,
did
yeah,
not.
Then don't do that, guys. So you have to ask the girls what they like. Some do. There are some girls who want you to run up and stick your face in their boobs, but you have to ask first. It's always prudent to ask. Okay, do you see the one I just sent you?
Oh, my God. Who's this? Is this from Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles?
I'm not sure.
Looks like a bad cosplay of April.
Oh.
So I'm sure it's somebody else who I don't recognize.
Wait, it gets worse. I'm finding some bad. Just don't do it. Oh my God. I know it's all for humor. Sailor Moon. I think that's Sailor Moon. Well, poor Sailor Moon. Isn't that Sailor Moon, or is that one of the Powerpuff Girls?
Well, as soon as, like I said, as soon as Firefox or whatever the hell is going on here decides to work with me, come on, Firefox. Oh my God, that is Sailor Moon, and that is a penguin, maybe?
The penguin. I don't know. Gotta say is stop it. No.
Oh my God.
Guys, really?
Stop it. Guys, stop it.
I know it's supposed to be humorous, but it just makes my eyes bleed. They hurt when I hurt.
Yeah, I'm trying to see if I can't pull up the picture. All right, this is not really so much cosplay, but I found it while I was searching it. Somebody made a creeper dress and kind of made a whole outfit out of it.
Oh.
And no, I don't approve. I don't approve. I don't approve from the shoes,
see what I
the hair,
see.
To the dress.
See, scroll down. We can't see the shoes.
Well, I don't know if I can. Hold on. Technical issues. OBS, stop being a floor.
You can say it tonight. You're nighttime. You're good.
Stop being a whore, OBS. Edit scene. Let me pull this up. No, it's still not going to show you the shoes, apparently.
It just doesn't want to load. It's loading very slowly.
Yeah. I'm sorry. I can't pull up the shoes, apparently, because it's not going to show y'all.
Oh, man. See, the dress itself is not bad. It's the face that's on it. There was a way to do it. A belt would have been
maybe
nice.
Maybe I can access the original image and it'll show better. So slow right now. Why are you so slow right now?
Why you no work?
Seriously, I feel like they've put a filter on my internet or something today.
Uh-oh, they may have, you know.
Yeah, you still can't see the shoes, I don't think.
No scrolling at all? What about the mouse wheel scroll?
No, nothing. No scroll.
Oh, man, that's harsh. That is.
Anyway, she's got, like, silver buckles, silver shoes on.
No.
They kind of look clunky, and they go around her ankles with, like, the silver buckle thing. And it's not cute. That wig is big no. That dress. Girl, you've got some boobs. You've got some boobs, and you're filling out that dress well, but that dress is not made for your boobs. It's squishing them together. It's pasting them down. My boobs hurt just looking at that, all right? So you want to push them up. Sure, you want to show them, but the way you made that top, it should have been more of like a corset thing.
That's what I was just thinking. Something needs to be cinched around the waist there to make it.
Yeah, because you can tell she's not really all that big of a girl. Had she cinched it tighter in the waist area, made it kind of a whole bustier.
And you need to pull the hair back. The girl should not be covered by a wig. You got to pull the hair back, girl. You got to pull it back. Show them girls off. Show what your mama gave you.
I know, right? Because that she's hiding. She's hiding her face with that bad wig. She's no. That dress is like a balloon on her. She's not that big. Had she done something else, that top, she could have worked that, man, all over the place.
Work.
I know, okay. Right?
I got one more bad one. I got to show this one because it's...
Is that another bad one?
Yeah. Oh, man. Why is all I had to say when I saw this one? Why?
Hello, C-Town. How's you, C-Town?
How you doing? I rub your top of your head. Okay.
Uh-oh. Come on, load. You know you want to. Oh, my God. Oh, is this supposed to be Iron Man?
It's supposed to be Iron Man.
Oh, my God. People, no. Look, if you can't do it half decent, don't do it at all. This is like I rolled myself in red trash bags and duct tape and some yellow, what is that, construction paper, maybe?
Tissue. It looks like tissue, the tissue paper you put in bags.
Yeah, it's not cute. It's not cute.
And then some of it's falling off at the bottom.
Dude. That is bad. That is bad. You taped yourself into clothing. A, you're going to have to go pee eventually.
Yes.
Or worse, you're going to have to do something else. And you're going to have to cut yourself out of that. And then your whole uniform, your whole outfit is ruined. Ruined.
You know what the bad part is? In looking through, there's a ton of people who did this very same thing. I see one that has a yellow paper as Iron Man. He just cut holes in the construction paper. He actually used construction paper. I'm sorry. I know that was the last one, but I'm just shocked when I see these. I'm like, this is one of the reasons I don't do cosplay because to buy a costume is super expensive. I'll be showing you some of those.
Yeah, well, since we're doing fails, I kind of went on a little bit off topic because, you know, you were talking about doing other games, this whole thing. Minecraft. I pulled up a couple of bad of the Minecraft skins that I personally hate. First one.
Oh, God.
Slimy Monster. I hate this. It's all green. It's got a couple of darker green splotches on it, and ta-da, you're a monster of some sort. I don't like it. It's not cute. It's not cute at all. Oh, well, hell. I am apparently going to lag like, whoa. Aphrodite here. Aphrodite. This is supposed to be Aphrodite.
Ew.
This chick, she is like Aphrodite. She's supposed to be like the goddess of love, right?
Mm-hmm.
And sexiness? She's not sexy. Not sexy. Not sexy. All right, so you got another fail before we move on to my good ones. Haste to go. And see, people, you can go to Planet Minecraft and Skin Decks and some other places and make skins, which I did. I'm going to be showing you two of the ones that I made later on as we get there, as we lag there.
Yeah.
Lag there slowly. Slowly lag there. What are you going to cosplay as, C-Town?
Yeah, he says he's going to cosplay at PAX. What are you...
Is that another... That is a blue bow on his hand.
That is...
He is calling himself Iron Man.
Construction paper.
For making that out of construction paper, that's not bad.
Yes, but he could have drawn some stuff on it, you know, to make it, you know, at least make it seem like he was putting forth the effort. It's the effort that makes it horrible. If it was construction paper and he had drawn out all the pieces, you know, like he looked at the face and did like some little 3D shading, little artistic, you know.
Something, yeah. Wow.
It looks like he made his Iron Man during a costume during craft time. Okay, you know what, C-Town? You could totally pull off the Hitman. You could. No, don't do Creeper. You need to do Hitman. And so
I don't know if I've seen C-Town.
I have. He could pull off because he's already got the shaved head. He's got the gorgeous eyes. Yeah, I will sit in your lap if you do that. I will sit in your lap every time you sit down if I get to go to PAX. That's promised.
Interesting.
Every time he said he could pull it off. Yeah, I'll sit in your lap. He goes, ha-ha, you know I'm not joking. I sit in your lap anyway. I don't care if you got a girlfriend. She just wants to deal with another sharing your lap. Okay, anyway.
Alrighty then.
He's like, they just released more tickets for PAX. Oh, man. Y'all know I hate to fly. When y'all going to invent teleportation? Okay, We got to feature our girl first, Ginger, before we go into our other cosplay designers, because, man.
Okay. All right, let me get her pulled up.
Throw her up. This is a young lady. We were trying to have her on last week, but her schedule is packed full because she is busy designing stuff and gorgeous.
She is busy as hell.
Yes, she stays busy designing stuff. And when we get it up on the screen, we have a couple guys in the room. You got a girl in your life that's a gamer or a sports enthusiast or one that just really likes shoes, which is pretty much all of us. Even ones that don't wear them, we'll look at that and go, damn, those are some nice shoes. This is a young lady we ran across. Her name is Bunny. Bunny is fucking awesome.
Bunny is amazing. I love Bunny. I love Bunny more than, like, anything. She's just so flipping cool. And the website is loading slowly, like I said, guys.
Well, no, that's not you. It loads slowly anyway, okay. At first, because it loads up the little player she has. It shows off her latest thing that she just came out with, which you'll see in a second. So it's not just you. It took a while for me to load up. I was like, wait a minute, did I get the right website? There we go.
There we go. Does she have her cosplay on here at all?
I don't know if she still has it up there. I think she did in the shop. But I don't know if she still has it up. She actually changes out regularly. She's got some new shoes up, girl. Oh, with the flames on them in the shop. Okay.
I know, right? She makes some amazing shoes.
Now, as I understand it, these are one of a kind. She doesn't do like four or five of these. So when you buy them, guys, your girl is going to love you because nobody else is going to have the exact shoe. Nobody.
Mm-hmm.
I could be lying, though, Bunny. Don't cut us. You'll correct us tomorrow, I'm sure, on Facebook. But she does shoes. She does headbands and purses now, I see. She's got little totes that she's doing. Comic book characters, sports, if you see their rotating. Scroll down a little bit, Ginger May. You can see where she did the Texans shoe.
Let me scroll the page back out. Maybe that'll help too.
Yeah, the Texans and the Dallas Cowboys heels. Oh my God.
Seriously, she makes amazing things. The most amazing things. And apparently, I'm going to have issues again.
Oh, zoom back in. It's like, no.
That's pretty much what it's telling me. It's like, no, I don't want to. I'm all like, yes, you will.
No, and you can't make me.
Will. There we go. There we go. I'm scrolled as far down as I can get right now.
So you can just see the top of those Texans heels. Oh. I want those so bad. I wonder if she sold those yet.
I don't know. They're hot. She's had them up for a while if she hasn't sold them. Because I remember she made them months ago. All right, I'm going to go to the shop and show what else she's got. Those flames.
Yeah, those are new.
Sick. Let me click on those.
Those are the new ones. What?
Hoping that picture is going to get bigger. It's not going to, apparently. Those are amazing. And she makes these are all handcrafted.
Yep. She didn't buy them this way and then said, okay, let me paint them or stick Buy Bunny on them. She made them. I'm like, I wanted to ask her, this one I was going to ask her if we had on the show, are those Swarovski crystals? Because I want it. To buy her, oh, by the way, to buy her shoes, guys, the reason why I keep mentioning to you, because we have a couple guys in the room. Oh, wait a minute. Let me show you her Etsy shop, by the way, Ginger, because we didn't see that last time. She actually has
on her Etsy. There we go. I got it.
You see the Hello Kitty heels?
Oh, my God. Yes. Let me click on those. Let me click.
Oh, damn.
Sick. Holy
damn.
Shit.
I don't even like Hello Kitty, but I'm going to tell y'all, I would wear that. Fuck out of
here. Hell yeah. Oh, my God. I'd be like, look at my Hello Kitty shoe.
And it's got a Hello Kitty charm at the back, it says.
Looks like it'd have a bow on it, too, except that one's drawn. So I'm guessing it's just kind of an idea. If you want the bow, she'll put it on there.
Pay extra.
Oh, my God. I love it. I love it. Those are crystal rhinestones. So they're not going to be...
Well, that's good because I don't want to get mugged for my shoes. It's, you know, they're already $120.
Still, those shoes are $120. $120.
Yeah, that's what... Now, if they were Swarovski crystals, they'd probably be about $200 more because, you know, those crystals are not cheap.
I got to check out these Green Bay Packers shoes.
Yes, that's the thing I was about to mention next.
Packers shoes. look at these, Bunny. Bunny, you are amazing. Bunny,
man,
beautiful.
I would so get beat up because every week at the Texans game, I'd have on a different. I'd have on the Dallas Cowboys. I'd have on my Green Bay Packers.
I'm gonna try to pull it up in a second. Let me pull up Facebook in that tab, and while I wait, because I know I've got Bunny on my friends list, mm-hmm. and I will find her because I want to show off some of her cosplay too. She does.
C-Time is like, wow. Are they not awesome? I would just like to point out to you, C-Time, my birthday just passed. Now we're a size 7.5. Just saying.
Rhinestone add-ons for heels. I mean, seriously, I'm just going to scroll down. Oh, look at these. Oh, my God. Look at these breast cancer awareness ones. These peep toe breast cancer awareness ones.
Now, see, if they would do stuff like that. I'm
those
sorry, breast cancer awareness.
Those are like princess meets punk meets. Oh, I love meets.
Breast cancer.
Yeah.
And look at the heel, how shiny. Oh, man. You could tell. Oh, look at Facebook just popped up, Ginger.
Oh, my bad. Yep.
You missed the Coca-Cola ones, by the way, too, that she had on her Etsy page.
Well, I'm looking for Bunny. Where is Bunny? Bunny.
She also has, for you guys that want to get this for your girls that are sports fans, she has the St. Louis Rams, Dale Earnhardt, if they like racing. She's got the Anaheim Ducks, if they like a little hockey. She's pretty much covered everything. She's still got a lot of teams to cover, but I'm sure she's busy working on them. I'm like, oh, my God, wow.
Damn it. Where is Bunny? Where are you on my friends list? I will find you, Bunny, in a second. She'll find you.
She gon' find you. She gon' find you.
Yes, I am. Because we have to show her actual pictures. She is amazing. Does she go by Bunny?
We had her Facebook up a short time ago. I am not for sure what has happened to her Facebook. I went to the Facebook and... and cannot find her. Maybe she has taken her page down.
I doubt that, because I could have sworn I just saw a post from her the other day.
Wait a minute. I think I got it. Yeah, I did. Okay.
Sweet. You got her Facebook page?
I got it. I'm going to copy
and
paste it.
Thank you, because mine is loading so slow.
Okay.
Oh, my God. I love my rescue. I got to show those. Oh, my God.
The rescue ones?
Yes.
With the paws on them?
Yes.
That's what I'm talking about.
Adorable.
That's what I'm talking about.
So cute.
Okay. So now, anyway, I think I'm having a hot flash or something. Go check out Made by Bunny. You can find her on our Facebook page because we just liked her.
That's not who I was looking for. I mean,
that's her page.
Is that her page? Is that her page with her cosplay on it?
I don't know if she has a cosplay up there. I don't know where she's put it, and it was there the last time we looked, but that's where she is. She has a couple of cosplay pictures there where she's dressed up like a bunny, but I don't see much of her cosplay. It looks like she's just totally switched over to doing the shoes, and she's got a couple of more shoes even on her Facebook that she doesn't have on her Etsy.
Look at those boots!
Right?
Look at those boots!
She's also had, well, look at that. She's got New York Giants now, Raiders. Yeah, she's been a busy, busy girl. San Francisco, she's been busy. I still want the peekaboo toe Texans. Go Texans, woo! Anyway, go check her out on Facebook. And if you can't find her, check our Facebook page or one of us. We liked her. Oh, God, I got to stop looking at these red shoes with spikes on heels.
Seriously, there's so much stuff right there that I want so badly. And they should totally just, hey, Bunny, I love you, and I'll let you touch my boobs if you just...
I like the boots that she made for the cheerleaders there. Very nice. Very nice. And, yeah, and they all seem very, very happy. They love their stuff. Okay, we got to move along to cosplay designers. Ginger, did you find somebody good that you want to throw up first?
Yes, I did. And I think I found Bunny's real page. Hold on, because she's got cosplay pictures up like, whoa. Yes. Here's Bunny in real life, Bunny, as soon as it gets pulled up. Bunny, she does a lot of different cosplay. She's the dark-haired one here. She is
just adorable.
She is so adorable. I don't know who these people are, so I'm just going to flip through there. Is that Princess Peach? I think that's a Princess Peach.
That's a birthday cake is what we see. Okay, there
she is. Give it a second.
Yes, that is a Princess Peach.
But she's got some other... She cosplays a lot. A lot.
And as you can imagine, her shoes are fabulous when she does it.
Oh, look at her. She is so pretty. Look. She's so pretty.
She looks like she's trouble.
And she does... Oh, this was her kimono, Princess Peach. Because I remember her working on this recently. She looks like she's so much fun.
Yeah, she looks like she is all kinds of trouble. She sounds like I have like 4 pairs of shoes. That's because you're not a girl. I have bin in my closet that's full of shoes,
yep.
and more to be added. All right, so where's your cosplay person, people's design?
My cosplay person is Yaya Han. Let me copy.
I like the name already.
Yaya Han. Yeah, she's very gorgeous. Let me close out of that Facebook page. There we go. Close out of that too. Yaya Han. All right, Yaya Han. She not only cosplays, but she makes her stuff too. So it's amazing. Let me see if I can find the photos here. Costumes photo gallery. We'll go to video games. And by the way, folks, we're going to see some TNA here. So, yay!
They're going to be all right.
Apparently, it's going to do something weird. Her website's very strange. So anyways, Granado Espada is whoever this person is supposed to be, I guess. And that's what it originally looked like up on the top left-hand corner, if y'all are seeing this. It was taken from the drawing. That's the one that she made. It's amazing. Are y'all seeing these flip back and forth? God, I hope so. I mean, I know they're small, but...
Wow.
She takes these drawings, and then she makes these outfits. And tell me they're not spot effing on.
Good God.
I know, right? She's hot. And she's damn good at this.
So she has hers divided up into video games and...
Yeah. She's got to be one of the best cosplayers I've seen ever.
I beg to differ.
She fits. You beg to differ?
I beg to differ. I found, I don't know if this is a guy, if he actually is a designer or not, but his name is Rick Boer, or he might be the model. Not really sure in this instance, but because I found it on Pinterest. You know, sometimes Pinterest is vague. But this is the best cosplay I have ever seen, and I've been looking at tons all day. The best. Whenever Ginger gets up, I'm going to let y'all see. I'm going to let y'all look. That is the best. And it's a guy. Usually we see the girls a lot, but the guy, this man, he has it down.
Oh.
How you doing? And y'all should know who that is. Anybody watching? That's right. That is Snake from Metal Gear Solid. He has it down. I mean, everything about it is Snake. It's not, and I like cosplay sometimes that it's like over exaggerated, but sometimes I like it to look realistic, like, you know, this is real. You know, if you saw him on the street, I wouldn't. I
would not mess with him. I'd not fuck with him.
I feel like I'm not messing with that guy. Other than I might want to pour some syrup on his arm. But yeah, so I think this is. Probably, aside from our guy we had on a couple months ago that was doing the Assassin's Creed coats. This is right up there with those Assassin's Creed coats. And I know some of you guys can't pull this off, but very good job, Rick, if you're the model or the designer. Fantastic. Not sure where to find you. Well, I see where it came from, but it's like an Egyptian. I can't read that, or a Greek or something like that. I can't read it. So I don't know if you're a designer or not. Now, my other... Gosh, I have so many links. I found so many cosplay designers. I didn't know this was such a big business.
Of cosplay?
I didn't know.
Yeah.
I thought that people design, you know, most people I saw had their costumes already when they got there, or they made their costumes. So I thought, you know, of course you see some people wearing a nice one. They're just talented. But some people actually go to a lot of the designers here that I found, and they put in their orders early. I saw one site that actually had a countdown to when the next cosplay was and how many outfits she had, you know, not cosplay, when the next con was and how many outfits she already had commissioned and how many spaces she had left. So if you wanted your costume made, you had, you know, you by her, you had to get a certain, you know, you had to get in a slot or you weren't going to get your costume. So I was like, wow, this is like serious business, some of these people, and making much cash.
Yeah. This new link that you just gave me is Dara Designs. Not bad.
Yes, she does. She does decent work.
She does. She does. I've seen more intricate ones, but these are not bad. These are pretty basic and amazing at the same time. They're very high quality, very beautiful.
It's Dara Designs, yeah. Now, her Deadpool I'm not that fond of. He's looking a little camp to me, but the rest of them I like. I like that she has the Catwoman goggles if you just want to buy just the goggles. But she did a good job. Look at the capes. The capes are awesome. People don't know this. You can fuck up a cape if you don't know how to make one right. It looks too flimsy. It doesn't look like it's supposed to be on your person. It's just, so I think she did a good job with capes.
Yeah, exactly. Sorry, I had to go back and look at the Deadpool.
Yeah,
these are good.
I'm not fond of the Deadpool. I don't like the Nightwing that much either. The Batman, I can't really see, so I can't say if I don't like it.
I guess what I'm a little bit upset about is she does them good, but they're not all unique. They look like something I would have picked up at a regular costume store.
Exactly.
You know, $50, $60, whatever, and had me a outfit. I think if I'm going to buy something from a designer like this, I want it to stand out.
Absolutely.
I don't want to look like everybody else. I want to look different.
She's one of the better ones, because, you know, but she, I agree with you. I like her Miss Marvel. Probably the best of the bunch to me, the Miss Marvel one. But I'm not fond of the ones she did for the guys at all.
Yeah.
No. They do nothing for me.
Well, the next one I have to show is Anna Maleva. People may have already heard of her when this decides to show. Anyways, she was hired, because she's so good at this. She was hired by Kim Levine.
Wow.
She's going to be the face of Elizabeth in BioShock Infinite from now on. All right, so there's the picture of BioShock Infinite chick. That's Elizabeth, right?
Mm-hmm.
This is the real-life Elizabeth.
Are we ready for this?
Are y'all seeing it?
No, not yet. Here we go. Wow.
Dead on.
And this
Look
is the
that.
One that's actually doing the character and the voice and everything?
Yeah. I don't know about the voice now, but definitely this is the face of her now. She was hired for her cosplay. How good she is.
Woo, work.
Amazing. I'm going to click on this picture because I've seen this picture, which is amazing. Y'all have to see it. Good God, come on. Time Warner, I know we have storms in the area, but fix it.
Yeah, I see her down there with the dress and everything on from BioShock, the blue dress I saw just before your page switch. Wow.
And this is kind of like an overlay. This is her without her makeup on, without her hair dyed, whatnot. And this is the BioShock Infinite chick. And then this is like an overlay on this top layer right here.
Oh, they laid the face over to see how well. Now, see, that speaks a lot of how good the developers are. Damn.
Yes. Yes. Amazing, though, right? Just.
Absolutely amazing. So she's a cosplayer that they picked.
Yes. Yes, yes, yes. From what I understand, from what I was reading, she makes her own stuff, and she looks dead on.
Yes, he is saying it's going to be a lot of girls being her this year. I agree. You're going to see a ton of them, but are they going to be that good? What happens when she shows up?
That's true.
She actually shows up, because you know she's going to be making her rounds. She's got to be.
She's tired, so she's going to be there.
Yeah, so, that's going to be funny. You're never going to see a picture of a group of them together.
No.
Yeah, and then she's going to be the only one where everybody's going to go, she looks just like her. That's because it is her.
It is her. She's gorgeous. And, man, her boobs look like they're about ready to pop out of that dress.
How it's supposed to look. If you're going to wear the corset, wear the damn corset, people.
I know, right? It's just, ooh.
You going to wear
gorgeous.
It? Okay, here's my next one. Anna G. Costumes. that I ran across. Oh, my God. Eyes, why you no work?
Computer, why you no work? Come on. Come on. Go faster. Anna G. Costumes. So let me see what we got here. Photo galleries?
Yeah, click on her photo galleries.
Am I going circus, dance, theater,
any,
custom galleries?
Any of them. She is
custom,
absolutely
like custom.
Blown away.
Assassin's Creed.
Look at that. She is giving our boy for his money.
Ooh, those are intricate. Ooh, I like those. Oh, look at the ruffles on the cuff. Look at the ruffles on the cuff.
Right? She got down to every detail. And that's not some little plastic she put on the front. You know, like we see some people do. They stick the plastic on the front and say, okay, I'm done. She actually went and got the metal. It's a little very light metal. Looks like it's not the pliable kind. You know what? I lied. That looks like it's cloth now that I look at it. It might be a cloth. But she still did a good job.
I think it's a cloth. I think it's some sort of...
Looks like kind of shiny.
Yeah.
Or it might be a very light metal she found. You can find some that's thin.
This is Final Fantasy Cosplay Kuja.
Rawr.
Wow. Just...
Okay, what is it the honey buns meme? I'm not happy.
What?
When you get further down, you'll see what I'm talking about. See, look at that. Gorgeous. Gorgeous.
What the hell? The honey buns.
Yeah, that's what I said. What's with the honey buns meme?
I'm not going to clue.
Now, the best one, once you get a little further down, is going to be the Star Trek. Yeah, look, when you get to 7 of 9 from Star Trek, I think that's her best one.
Oh, when I get there,
yep, you're almost. Look, you're almost there. You're about 6 away, or 5 away.
Going. Oh wait, 7 of 9. There we go. There we go.
And there's a close up of it on the next. Oh, I think you went too far, woman. Oh yeah, there's 7 of 9. And then the next one should show a little bit closer. So that's lovely right there.
Oh, no. Oh, wait. There we go.
Of course, you got to have either be one of those wraps, body wrapped up so everything is nice and not
and tight.
Yes.
Yeah.
Or be a little bit on the thin side to pull this one off, because otherwise all that shine is not going to work for you. Talking to you over there. You got to have the same body type. I love it, so I absolutely think it's beautiful, gorgeous. Have we gotten to Dark Knight yet?
No, I don't think we've gotten to Dark Knight yet. I'm going to keep right on going, Star Trek, people.
Now, one I don't like she has down there, I'm not that fond of the Borderlands ones that she did. They look a little cheapy to me.
I'm not sure what's up with the girls, the panty and stockings, but all right.
Ah, who y'all?
I love ruffle panties.
I do like ruffle panties, but I don't need everybody to see. See, it. Now you could also pull off Bane, C-Town. You could pull that off. You could pull off Bane, and I think you pull. But I'd rather see you do the Hitman. I won't sit in your lap for Bane. I'll sit in there for Hitman because, you know, we're Hitman fans here.
Ghost in the Shell. Oh, look at the lights! Look at the lights! Look at all the tubes. That's kind of cool.
What lights and tubes? You went too fast. Okay, now we're caught up with you.
Toco.
You went a little crazy there.
My bad. I know.
Went a little crazy. No, I mean, she went a little crazy there. I'm a little scared of that one. You fall down and you just choke your own damn self.
Look at the weird hat thing.
Yeah, I'm going to stay away from that one. No. Mm-mm. Look, no. I'm sorry. No.
I think it's kind of neat looking.
It's neat looking. I just don't want to wear it. I know me. I am clumsy. There will be a problem. Y'all be trying to...
Why do I not remember anybody on Star Trek Enterprise having a little half shirt?
Yeah, because nobody had one.
I don't remember little half shirts here, people. It's Mad Moxie. Or Mad Moxie. So this is Borderlands.
Yeah, that's why I'm not...
And we're back to Assassin's Creed.
I'm not that fond of it.
Oh, the Assassin's Creed?
No, the Borderlands one. I'm not fond of it at all. It looks a little cheapy.
Yeah, a little bit. It does. So on one hand, people, while it's cool. I don't know. It would really depend on the price. Tell me the price, and then I'll tell you how cheap I think it
is. It doesn't have any prices, which is, which I'm not, or they might be hiding somewhere there. Okay, yeah. She's a little expensive considering. Like, she has one here called the Black and White Swan. Oh, my God. This one's going to make Ginger die. There's a steampunk tooth fairy.
$575.
$575, a steampunk tooth fairy. But is she worth $575 is the question. No, I can't say that.
Maybe $250, $300, maybe.
Yeah, but I don't see $575 there.
No,
like
the
monocle. Yeah, the monocle.
The wings are just, you know, some wire with lace wrapped around it.
Yeah, I'm not, yeah. And the corset on the Black Swan thing is not an actual corset. It's just some string. Yeah, I'm going to need you to do a little better, just a little better.
Yeah, exactly.
Especially if you're going to do steampunk. You got to really bring it with steampunk because it's all about
interest. Oh, yeah, because, I mean, you could go to one of these other places and order a whole, I mean, we're talking actual Victorian outfit.
Mm-hmm. With moving steampunk parts. And
it'd
you know.
Be amazing. Amazing.
And
all right. I have to show this one. Back to Minecraft skins really quick. Slenderman, I love you. I love whoever made this. Slenderman is creepy as hell. I don't care what game you catch him in. And I know, you know, Minecraft has the Enderman. And Slenderman and Enderman are, like, all related, blah, blah, blah. But, yeah, Slenderman is creepy in any world that he's in. So, way to go, whoever made this. All right. So, I got an outfit to show you.
Uh-oh.
I showed you a bad creeper earlier. This is the good creeper. Actually, it's creeper inspired. And once it comes up on the screen.
Oh, I love when they do this. We have a lot of those on our Pinterest. I love when they do the gamer inspired. They put the outfit together.
Yes.
Love it.
Yes. Look at this.
I want those shoes.
I know, right? Those shoes are totally adorable.
They're
and look
everything.
At the little clutch. Look at the little clutch.
I want the shoes and the clutch.
They're just so cute. And I love it. I love it from the glasses. The dress is adorable. I love the way it cinches in the front. Girls, too many of y'all, you know, are like, I don't have the curves or I'm big, so I don't want to do that. Cinch that thing in the front. Cinch it.
Yep, it hides all the good stuff in the front when you do that. And then it pulls it tight in the back so it looks like you got booty.
Mm-hmm.
Pulls it tight in the top and you got boobs.
Yes. And they paired it with a cardigan of some sort.
I can't do the cardigan. I've had pink cardigans before. We don't get along.
I get hot. I don't like it. So take it off.
Not the hot. I just tend to get stuff on it. Everything. I get everything on it.
Anything that's not black is going to end up with stain because that's just the way Ginger rolls. of course, you know, I found another one that's the same thing. And this one is more punk. More punk creeper. And I could see myself wearing this. Those shoes, maybe not some.
Okay, yeah, I would rock that.
I don't do the skinny pants, but the shirt.
You know what,
the
Ginger?
Bracelets. I do the bracelets.
Ginger, you know what? I'm gonna tell you a secret. I always said I don't like skinny jeans. You got to put them on before you really understand the true meaning of the skinny jean.
It's pairs, and I'll wear them, but they're not my favorite.
No, you got the wrong kind. You have to go and get the kind that are actually stretchy, where they and they're. Kind of, well, they feel loose, but they're not. They when you put them on, they look tight. They fit like they're supposed to. And I tell you, better go Ross.
Go to Ross,
as if you have one near you, and get them there. And what this right here is missing, I will tell you, it's missing a jacket, a leather jacket, and it's missing a chain.
Oh my God, you're right.
That's
you're
what
right.
it's missing.
I didn't think about that. You're right. But yeah, I do the little bracelets. Like I have my little slap bracelet that I still wear that I got from RTX last year. I love that thing.
Yeah, I'm mad too because you got a bracelet.
Seriously, I mean, because I wear it as either a bracelet or I'll wind it, like, around my ponytail and it's a ponytail, you know, thingy. All that, you know, I love that. And I love the little square bracelet with, you know, just a little bit, a hint of spikes. The spiked purse. I want that purse. The purse is hot.
I don't know that I like that purse.
No shoes.
I think this would work better with, I don't think this is a purse kind of outfit. I think that just takes away from it. If you threw the jacket on with the jeans and the shirt, I don't need the purse. I put all my stuff inside.
True. That's true. Corey is very, very right there.
I'm not feeling that one with the purse.
Yeah.
And sometimes I go out without a purse. That's why I say jacket, because then, just like the guys, I put all my good stuff inside my pocket. My lip gloss goes in my pocket, my credit card, my cell phone, and a knife, so I can cut people. Now, speaking of, since we're getting ready to have to wrap this up, I got one more I'm going to end the show with, because, as y'all know, Zelda be my favorite, and I ran across this on Pinterest and almost had a flipping heart attack. It's not even Link. It's not even Link. Put that up. And...
Oh, my God. Why is Snow not here to see this? Oh, my God.
Look at that. That is the most intricate, most beautiful Zelda costume I have ever seen. Is that not the most gorgeous thing? Man.
That is just... See, now this I could see $500 for.
That's easy. $500 right there.
That, especially if it comes with the sword. $500-$600 right there. Actually, the sword, I probably put at $100-$200 on its own, depending on how intricate the work is done. Those shoulders, probably $150. Oh, good God. Yeah, you could probably get $1,000 for that whole thing right there.
Yeah, easy for $1,000. And when you go to cosplay, you don't want anybody to touch you.
No, right. I'd be like, you keep all your food, all your dirty shoes, everything away. You look with your eyes.
Not with your hands. Remember when they tell you that? See with your eyes, not with your hands. And that's by copyright by Final Eva, if you want to go and check them out on Pinterest. And we did pin them. All right, that's going to be it for us. We will see you guys bright and early tomorrow morning.
I love these Minecraft tissue covers. I think I'm going to make them up.
Yeah, you know what? You were showing the ore dress earlier. That was hot.
Really? I don't like the diamond ore.
I love the diamond ore because it's shiny.
Ginger made a naked Minecrafter.
Why am I not shocked?
It'll get there. A little bit slow.
Oh, my gosh.
I made it. Did you drop that?
I made it.
I made it. I made it. I made it. I made it. I made it. I made it. I made it. I made it. I made it. I made it. I made it. I made it. I made it. I made it. I made it. I made it. I made it. I made it. I made it. I made it. I made it. I made it. I made it. I made it. I made it. I made it. I made it. I made it. I made it. I made it. I made it. I made it. I made it. I made it. I made it. I made it. I made it. I made it. I made it. I made it. I made it. I made it. I made it. I made it. I made it. I made it. I made it. I made it. I made it. I made it. I made it. I made it. I made it. I made it. I made it. I made it. I made it. I made it. I made it. I made it. I made it. I made it. I made it. I made it. I made it. I made it. I made it. I made it. I made it. I made it. I made it. I made it. I made it. I made it. I made it. I made it. I made it. I made it. I made it. I made it. I made